Hey, what's up? Hello. It's time to get ready for another episode of the Tipsy Teacher Podcast. If you're a teacher and you think writing objectives on the board is a waste of space and time, then you are home. In this episode, we will be discussing job interviews. Whether you are looking to transfer or completely change your career path, we have the tips, tricks, and horror stories for you. You are going to want to listen in. Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Tipsy Teacher Podcast, brought to you by Kind Vine Teacher Wines, the wine that fuels and funds teachers. We are so glad that you're back and super excited to laugh, vent, and entertain our hardworking teachers. Now it's time for you to sit back and relax. Just a reminder that homework is for home, and so is this podcast. Tipsy Teacher is NSFW, not suitable for work, friends. So if you're at work, turn this shit down. All right. So this week, I feel like my microphone's really low. Okay, so this week we have the world famous Lisa Lauer here. And if you haven't heard of her, then what's wrong with you? She's on Instagram at Learning with Lauer Lady, right?
Yep.
Yes. Okay. And I've been graced with her presence in my life for about 11 years now. Wow. And the first time I ever met Lisa was my first year teaching. She was a third grade teacher at my school. And then quickly she decided to move her way up in the world and become the stat teacher at my school, which is basically the principal and assistant principal's bitch. And you are just there to help teachers and do whatever everybody wants you to do. And so she's really great at that. But that was a little bit exhausting. Just a little bit. So whenever I left to go on child rearing leave, actually the year before that, that year, Lisa also left to find a new career. So I'll just let her explain more about herself and what brought us to this podcast topic, where we'll be talking about like career changing or transferring or just basically getting up the courage to put yourself first. And yeah, I'll just let Lisa start.
And actually, I just realized I'm wearing my Shine Your Light shirt, and how appropriate.
Oh,
that
perfect.
Was my thing about how my light was dimmed and I wanted to be bright again, if that makes any sense. I worded it better when I left. So yeah, I met Brittany.
She said that and then she dropped a mic and walked out.
Yeah. Hi, bitches. I was actually really sick that day, my last day, so I was out of words. But I thought about it in an email. I like drafted it. It was good because our school was seriously at one point like a second family to me, and that is where my whole teaching career was, all 18 years. And when I tell people that, they're like, what? That's crazy. So yeah, I taught 10 years, third grade. And then I was the stat teacher / staff development teacher for those non-BCPS folks. Are we allowed to identify?
Yeah, it's fine.
For 8 years. And yeah, Brittany introduced the role well. It was kind of... kind of like third administrator vibes minus the pay. And I basically, and the role was different, kind of per school. It was based on how the administrators wanted to use you. So yeah, I did, especially my last year, a lot of subbing and coverages, which I get that's no one's fault because we were still in COVID times and that was rough, but that is not what why I was there. So I was burnt out very quickly. And then someone decided to put me back in the classroom. And that was my sign from the universe. I am not doing that for as hard and as long as I've worked. And so, yeah, that was my sign. I didn't want to go to another school and start all over, build relationships all over again. So I was feeling stuck. Very stuck. And it's super sad that there are so many people that feel stuck and they feel like they don't have options. So that's why I'm here today to talk about different options you might have.
Yay. Yeah. So, I mean, that is like, I don't know if you read my reel that I put up last night about my grade change decision, but it was basically about like feeling stuck and how this whole process. And even though all I did was go on maternity leave for an extended period of time, it was very eye-opening because I always thought I would just like go right back into my classroom, and being out on leave and like making a LinkedIn and making an Indeed account and just seeing like all the other options that are out there for teachers. It was very eye-opening and it was exciting. And, you know, Lisa held my hand for a lot of like the job interviews and applications that I did. I just didn't know where to start. And I think it's so scary when you're a teacher for that long and you just feel like this is like the easy thing to like just keep going and keep sticking with it. When actually it's not really that hard to jump ship. So I had reached out to Lisa when I was just kind of like, I don't know, fussing around with the idea of doing something else.
Yes.
And Lisa was like, well, the first thing you need is a resume. And I was like, oh God, I don't know how to make a resume. And your advice to go on Canva and make a resume on Canva was like the easiest. It was the easiest thing, guys. So easy.
This is my thing about resumes, and anyone, I mean, I don't have people like calling me every day, but I feel like that is a side gig of mine for free where I'm like, send me your resume and I'll help you out. But I got the great advice from someone that was a connection in, from school. They were like, you know, they have moved on from our county probably 5 years before the pandemic and all that. So they were the smart ones. They got out. Like good timing. he said that he was on a hiring committee for, you know, recent or some of his jobs. And he said in some of his roles, they wouldn't even look at resumes that were longer than one page.
Yes.
So as a teacher, you're like, wait, what? You know, because we're so type A, we want to put every little tiny thing that we did. And it's easily 2-2.5 pages. And the idea of formatting on Word freaking sucks.
Yeah.
So resume writing is super overwhelming. So yes, as soon as you go on Canva, it is free and they're really cute and it's a template and it makes it short and concise. So you have to really highlight your most important jobs per role, if that makes any sense. And then you can condense and put it in a skills section, have a really good summary. But yeah, that's Canva, man.
Canva.
Sponsor us. You.
I mean, like you said, they were so cute. Also, my own little like tip, I was like, I'm not good at tooting my own horn. Like, I don't really know like what words describe me. And so I went into ChatGPT and literally typed in adjectives for a highly effective early childhood educator. And it was like, I was like, boom, yes.
Like, there we go. Exactly.
This is what I am.
Thank you.
Yeah. So don't be afraid to use ChatGPT. You just have to do it in a smart way. You know, you have to manipulate those words so they sound like you, but get your ideas from there and go from there, because it's, I think also with teachers, we don't like to brag, or like, we don't ever get the chance to brag.
Just did our job.
Yeah,
we happen to do it really well, but
exactly. How do you put it in paper? It's like nobody ever talks about how good they are at teaching, and you will never know because you can't get promoted. Like, you're not going to get
demoted, but not promoted.
Yeah, exactly. And you're not going to get a raise, so you might as well ask ChatGPT what they think about you.
Hey, and then, it's a tool. Use it.
It's great. Yeah. And so the one page was great. Honestly, it made it way less overwhelming for me, because then I didn't feel like I had to go in and like look for all the professional developments I've ever done in my life and add them in. So that was, I loved that tip.
All the ones you didn't want to do anyway, but were forced to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But <we're dear. laughs> Yeah.
But most of them, it was led, they were led by me, so I made them fun.
There were snacks. It's all, that's snacks. All that matters.
All about the food.
Okay. So I do have some questions. Let me see, which is a good one to start with. We kind of already
talked about.
We already kind of talked about what inspired you to transition from teaching. Mm-hmm. But is there anything, you know, about,
I guess I never really touched on story about where I am now. Maybe I should say that. I don't know how many like specifics.
Yeah. Tell us where you're at now.
Yeah. So I was in a very good position. That's a good, I took what I like to call a gap year. You know, like people have gap years after college before they get a real job. Yeah, I took my gap year after 18 years of being in the professional world. So I got a little fun job at a liquor store, which sold Tipsy Teacher wine. So that was my fun job. Had a blast. That was like my first taste of leaving work at work. And it was fabulous.
Yeah.
And we were able to drink and sample at work. That was even better. So I got to learn a lot about what I like and what I don't like. And, you know, because it's all about customer service and you have to taste and promote.
Yeah. Well, and gap years are all about finding yourself.
Exactly. So I did that. And then I was just at the point where, okay, come on, Lisa, let's do something that I have my experience and background with. Yes. So I got a job traveling, which I wanted to do some more traveling. So I was traveling and training for a company. That's awesome. If anyone's ever interested in doing a seasonal contract job, check out Amplify. They hire thousands of professional learning specialists and they have different regions. They have reading products and STEM products. I can't speak right now, but it's all fine. No, it's a super awesome seasonal job. And so I took it knowing it was a contract job, you know, seeing like, okay, well, maybe it can turn into a full-time gig. But I wasn't getting as many jobs as I had hoped. So, which was cool. So like last summer was still summer break-ish time for me. Like
open.
Still hanging out, traveling every now and again, getting paid every now and again. But I was still looking for that career. Not even really a career. I think I've done my career and now I'm just looking for a job with a salary and benefits.
Yeah.
So I'm at a local university. And that is a great step for transitioning teachers. And check out your pension. That's why I was like, the one thing I want to make sure to tell everyone is to call your state retirement, see how many years you have to have in order to get vested, because that money is yours and guaranteed to get your monthly payout at whatever age they tell you, but you have to make it to a certain year.
Yeah. So check that out. That was another thing. I was so scared. Like I didn't know. And Lisa was like, well, a lot of times also if you transfer to a state college in your area, right? That's how it was. That since you stay in Maryland, all of that just keeps building with you.
Yeah. I just filled out a form and it was a teacher pot, so to speak, and it merged together with the state employee pot and it was fabulous. So I picked up seriously right where I left off.
It's so, see, and that's so exciting because I just feel like they scare you. They're like, you will have to start all over again. You have to get tenured again. You have to get, you won't get your retirement. You'll lose your pension. Like it's
just scare tactics. Do your research.
It's terrifying. And it's hard to do your research because no one ever answers you when you ask them questions about it. So thank goodness I had Lisa because that really did calm down some of my fears whenever I actually applied for a community college role, because that's where I do really see myself ending up, is stealing Lisa's job. I'm just kidding. But really.
Oh, that's fine.
But I had no experience with the community college world. It was great though to get the interview experience, and like they really did like pat my back and I felt really good about myself. Basically they just said that since I'd never taught at a community college, that the other person got the job because they had taught at a community college. So I hope they're doing well.
But cheers to them.
Yay. But no, I don't know. Maybe I felt so like empowered during that job interview because I knew exactly what I was talking about, even though I'd never done that career ever before. It was a nice little test for me to like flex my teaching muscles. So especially after being out for almost 2 years.
Interview practice. Yes. Just put yourself out there. And if nothing comes of it, you at least have interview practice. And I'm advice for my husband. And this is what I told you, probably the same thing, that it is as much of an interview for the company as it is for yourself, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
So you are also interviewing the job. So make sure you come prepared with questions. And if you're not getting good vibes, then it's not a good fit. Like you don't have to accept a job offer. Like you are out in the market and you are very marketable with all your teacher skills.
Yes. Everybody.
So flex those muscles. Teacher muscles.
And I will say, like, even we did, it was a Zoom interview and it was like weirdish vibes. Like not like totally off or totally uncomfortable or like where I could see like I would never ever work there. I definitely would have taken the job if they offered me the job. But since I didn't get the job, I feel like a little bit okay about it because it was almost like, I don't know, they just weren't like as personable as I am. And I felt like I was like, like
you like, stare at them all lined up and they're just like,
And no, I'm like, expression. Is this your like game face because you're trying to like not hint at anything, or is this how you are?
Are we still used to wearing masks and hiding our expressions? Like, what?
Yeah, like, are you bored? Because I'm giving. Yeah, I'm giving. And the one
my armpits are sweating. I'm giving it all that I've got.
And the one woman was like writing everything down, nodding her head, and then the rest of them were just like, pfft. I'm like, okay.
Well, you know what? You just look at the one person that's giving you good feedback.
Oh, 100% did.
That's coming from my dance years.
Yeah.
Not that like when you're on the stage you can see anything because you're blinded by all the spotlights, but you find one little person that is smiling at you and you just like, yes, you are doing the dance for them.
Of course. Yeah. Okay, so interviews can be very daunting. Is there any interview preparation techniques that you would want teachers to know besides what we've already said about, you know, this is an interview for you as well?
Mm-hmm. I think it goes back to the resume. So as a teacher, there are lots of jobs that easily or teacher skills transfer into other roles. Instructional design, a lot of jobs are like customer success managers for ed tech companies, and then you move your way up. But make sure you can kind of have the same template per resume, but that summary part, make sure you're adapting it per job. And then just get to really know from their website or the job posting, really find out about the company and make sure you have questions because that shows that you are, you know, interested in learning more about them. I would definitely ask about their work environment and like what schedules are a lot like.
Mm-hmm. When I went, so I also interviewed for Carroll County Public Schools for the advanced academic position. And when I went in for that interview, before I had even like done anything, I printed off their framework. So on their website, I went to their page for the advanced academics department and I printed off their like all their beliefs, their objectives, what they like, their buzzwords, like if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beliefs like and buzzwords. They're still a thing. They might
change. I took that flow chart. I put it into another Canva and I had this little cheat sheet printed out and she loved that. The lady that was interviewing me like loved that I had all of that gathered and all of that ready.
You did your research. Well, yeah, you want to see what you're getting yourself into.
Exactly. And I loved the potential of that job. I still do love it. And, you know, I just basically, it's a pay cut and I wouldn't know if I got the job until June. So that was just like very scary for me. And I don't know. So it's just that
game.
One.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah,
it's like game.
Silly game of like I would be coming in as a new teacher there instead of being a transfer, which is where I ended up taking because, you know, me, I'm risky, but I'm not that risky.
Yeah, I want to know if I have the job. Jumping ship. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I want to know if I have the job before June. Okay. I got a kid to register. But that just brings me back to the idea of negotiating a salary. And I don't know if you had to do that or if you ever even got the chance to do that. But that was something that I discussed with the community college position because that was it was the same pay cut. It was like $11,000 pay cut from my current position with Baltimore County Public Schools. And then with Carroll County, obviously with public schools, you can't negotiate your salary because we're teachers. I'd be interested to hear from anybody listening if you can actually negotiate your salary out there as a teacher, but maybe private schools?
I don't know about teachers, I guess, because they're, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
But I can't stand when you're looking at LinkedIn postings or Indeed or wherever you're looking. Yeah. And they don't list the salary, like give us a range,
which is like, so silly. And it's so,
then you're literally wasting your time. That's one of my, what's the word? Pet peeves, I guess, in like the job process.
Yes.
Job search process. That. And then when you have to fill out, like you've already uploaded your resume and some job portals take all your information and insert it in the correct fields and others make you do it all over again. And I hate that. That right there makes me want to not
apply.
Go for the job. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I had to do that. I can't remember which one, but I had to do that. And I was like,
finding another job is like a job itself.
Yeah.
So if you are listening and you are thinking about becoming a transitioning or a transitioned teacher, I guess, past tense, like start the process now.
Yes.
Don't wait. Just no. See. I know people are going to like, oh, I have to finish off the school year, but just start the process so you can even see what the process is like.
Yeah, make yourself a LinkedIn account. Nobody looks at it. Your principal's not going to find you. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And you can leave off the little open to work banner. That's fine. But
yeah,
get yourself out there. Start making connections. At first, I was like, LinkedIn is not all that, but you do get to see a lot of job postings, especially from connections that you're making. Yeah. People are just, they're sharing their wealth.
Yeah, you're cute. There. You're like posting things on there. I'm just like,
I mean,
I'm just there like stalking people. Like, what are you doing?
Well, in my current role, I get free LinkedIn learning. So that looks good. So I push play and I increase the speed, the playback.
Oh.
So that then it looks like I have all these certifications when really it's just a video playing at super speed in the back.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. Fine.
You know, I like to super speed things.
Obviously. Sometimes I do two super speeds at the same time. Yes. Can't wait. Oh, I can't wait to get back into that. I look like a DJ.
As far as negotiating salaries.
Yeah.
Did
you get to say anything about it?
From the two jobs that we talked about salary, it was like in the screening process, they said, did you see the stated salary range and are you okay with that?
Yeah.
And you can say, yes, I was hoping for more, but I would like to be on the end cap of that, you know, like something along those lines. So it's because you are stepping in at a certain role. It's like, that's your starting point. So my current role, I was at the end cap of the range, which I should be plus more, but you know,
it's what happens. Next question. During interviews, how did you address the topic of leaving teaching without sounding negative about your experience?
So I've only had that question come up once, and this was my very first job interview that, you know, like I had my heart set on it. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. It was professional development, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And a former teacher who also was in this position asked this question. And she said, well, what are you going to miss most? And I was kind of like put on the spot. And I said, well, I'm going to miss the kids because that's not something I'm going to be doing anymore. And she's like, well, you do turn real nasty. Like, well, you do realize. I'm like, yes, I realize that, but I can't say, you bitch. I read the job posting. I know what this is about.
Yeah.
But
oh my God.
Yeah. And of course, you know, I looked up all the people on the email beforehand and checked out their LinkedIn just, you know, get an idea. And I knew that she was a former teacher based on her LinkedIn page.
Yeah.
And I'm like, of course she would ask that.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, you warned me about that question. So I was ready when they asked me. They did ask me. And I basically said, and I think like any teacher can study this and steal this. Like I will miss everything about teaching, but also nothing, because everything that I will miss will be found in this new job. Like
translate it into.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Like I love the kids, but I will really love teaching adults. Like I will miss my coworkers, but I am so excited to make new relationships. And
you can always twist anything negative into a positive.
Yeah. And you just got to do that.
If they ask you a question that you're not sure about, say, I don't have a particular experience in that, but I can tell you about this, that, and the other.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Like a lot of instructional design jobs will post experience in Adobe Storyline.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. Or whatever. And you're like, well, how do you get experience in that if you don't have a job that gives you access to that?
Exactly.
That was my whole thing. How do you get experience in the thing you need experience in if no one gives you
exactly? <the job? laughs> I'm like, I guess I'll just wait to get an adjunct position somewhere. I don't freaking know. But this kind of like brings us to the next one, which was how do you recommend that people try to identify their transferable skills from their teaching role to whatever the new role is? So like, I guess whenever I was like doing my resume, I didn't even like, I know I got my master's in gifted and talented education, but it was almost like I didn't even think about doing that or think about like marketing myself like that. Or like the fact that I taught kindergarten, making myself an early childhood specialist. Like I played it up because that we are experts. We went to school for years, guys. We should play up our expertise. And I just don't know, like, you know, those are only two things I really have. So like, what do you recommend for other people to do?
I guess it really depends on what they're looking for. But that skills section of your resume, it, you know, can be very general. And again, LinkedIn is very good for their people have created infographics that compare like teaching skills and words to use out in the corporate world.
And they
share that information for free. So go out there and do some research because people have already done the work for you.
What would you search for? What would that be?
I feel like I've saved all these things. I don't know. I feel like you have to follow the right people.
Like lingo for
it. Well, there's a whole hashtag transitioning teachers and people that post about that and post jobs for transitioning teachers. They'll all use the hashtag. So, all right. Or maybe Pinterest, you know, infographic that compares teacher skills to
just put
corporate.
It in.
Yeah.
All right. And then last one, looking back, what would you have done differently during your transition from teaching to your current role? If you could go back and try it all again, is there anything that you wish you would have done smoother or like maybe faster next time?
That's a great question. You know,
thank you.
So
you're like, I do not particularly have experience in this.
Yeah. However, I would like to add, I feel like I put all my eggs in one basket to begin with, and I got my heart set on one role, and I didn't realize how long the process and the transition was going to take. So, would I do anything differently? I don't think so, because I really enjoyed my gap year. I learned a lot about myself.
She really put her eggs in the basket at the liquor store. She was really hoping that that would pan out for her.
I mean, and it was a great time, but you know, I need a salary and benefits. I need to act my age again. Which I have a lot of new, like 22-year-old best friends. So it's great. Oh. I mean, we were just texting earlier today. Shout out to Allison.
I freaking love it.
And I still get a good discount there. So
heck yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't think I would change anything except for, I didn't really, like, I started looking and glancing at jobs probably April-ish, but I knew I wasn't going to apply until school ended because in my mind, I was thinking, oh, well, I'm going to get snagged up and I can't start the job yet. No, it takes a little bit longer than that. And your name is literally just a name on a piece of paper. They don't know you. It's not like in the county where it's so small and they can call up their principal bestie and be like, oh, yeah, you want this person. Like, there's none of that. Your name.
Yeah.
And like Brittany was saying, it's hard to talk highly about yourself because we're, for the most part, humble people.
Mostly all of us, I feel like. Mostly, I feel like that's part of being a teacher. I definitely, you know, I never really reflected and thought about it that way, but I totally agree because I was like really sad when I didn't get that community college job. But I didn't like let myself be sad because I can't even describe it to you guys. So like I had the interview and then they were like, we'll let you know by winter break. So then I was texting Lisa, I'm looking up when winter break is. I get like the students go on winter break December like 16th or something. And I was like, okay, so December 16th comes. I don't hear anything. I'm like, okay, so maybe it's like when the teachers go on break. So then I look up when the teacher break starts and that was December 23rd. And I was like, okay, like nothing like Christmas Eve Eve. And I'm like imagining these scenarios, you know, I hope everybody does this. You're imagining these scenarios in your head where you get the job and it's Christmas Eve. And you're like,
you,
oh my God.
You act it all out. You envision
like,
it.
Yeah. Like you can tell your family, like I'm a college professor. Like, yay, everything I wanted. Don't hear from them. So I'm like, oh, okay. And Jackson Lisa, and she's like, it's not bad. If it's still pending, like that's not bad. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So no then, news like, is good news if it's still pending.
Exactly. So then like
you
January.
You got the interview. That's great stuff.
Exactly. When they called me, I screamed so loud. Addie was like, what's happening? We were in the car and I was like, I just got an interview. And she was like, what? The job? A job? You selling wine? I was like, no, I already sell the wine. This is different. Let's talk about that. Addie's like been way involved with this job search. She's just so confused about what I'm doing. Like, she's like, you're a teacher for grownups? No, remember? I didn't get that job. Don't talk to me about it. It's very sad. But yeah, so January 3rd, I got my like rejection letter, first ever rejection letter I've ever gotten in my life, like including from boys.
At least boys probably like put more effort into the rejection. Oh no, yours was actually well written, right?
It was really good. Yeah. It was like four paragraphs of basically like the first. I knew they were Like, I knew they were rejecting me in the first sentence.
Yeah.
Because they were like, while, blah, 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 blah. I was like, fuck it.
While. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
While.
I'm happy for you in that nice rejection because mine were all automated.
I got an automated one from CCBC. I was like,
yeah. What's the line? We're going to continue the process with people that have
more
candidates, have no, more experience, like blah, blah, blah. And just like, okay.
Whose skill set match our.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I got one automated one. Yeah.
I got some skill sets for you.
So excited because I thought, like, I don't know, we're teachers. And like you said, in the county, like, we just get the jobs. Like, that's how this works. So it was weird that they didn't want me.
Like, what? Yeah. That was, it's definitely very different than getting a teaching job and just transferring. For sure.
Versus, you know, after my Carroll County Advanced Academics interview where I was like, hell yeah, this is awesome, I love this, and 2 days later I went to do the interview at Timber Grove, and we basically walked into the principal's office and he was like, this is not really an interview, we just want to like get to know you because this is your job if you want it. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Like, what? Okay,
what? Okay, like, we took a tour, but I really wasn't paying attention. Like, but I was just like excited about the idea of somebody like actually caring about me. And even like at the Carroll County interview, she was like, I did my research, you're a hot commodity, Mrs. Fugate. And I was like, okay, like, why did the community college want me?
Oh, well, that makes you feel good. And that's
it, did
that's,
and that's
like,
what I want to feel.
I'm not advocating for people leaving the teaching industry and a mass exodus.
Yeah.
By all means.
No.
That's not what we're here for. But if you are, there are definitely options, but it's definitely different than teacher interviews and getting teacher jobs. So just be prepared and do your research and get a LinkedIn account.
Get a LinkedIn account. Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. And like you said, don't put all your eggs in one basket because it is like heartbreaking whenever they don't actually like know you or care about you. But.
And get ghosted. You're like, I don't even get, I'm not even good enough to get an email in any capacity.
Yeah. I haven't heard back from them since they were like, would you like to be an adjunct professor? And I was like, yes, 100%. Yes. Let me know what I need to do.
Yeah.
I haven't heard back. I've emailed twice. I'm like, okay, you didn't mean that. Like,
That was your like second choice prize, consolation prize.
Yeah. Leave me alone then. I don't know. If you're listening though, I'll still do it.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're gonna play a game, and this is a funny game because we've been really serious. This is probably the most serious podcast, but it's so important. I don't know, I feel like it's so important. It was definitely something that like never sat well with me as a teacher, and even Rob, my husband, would be like, why aren't you like looking, why aren't you going out of your way, why do you feel like you just need to stay at the same school and stay at the same spot? But it was almost like I was comfortable, and I know that I'm still
in your uncomfortableness. Because it's not like the grass isn't always greener, and you at least somewhat know what you're going to get.
Yeah, what you're going to get every day. And so I don't know. I am so excited. Even though I am still going to be in the same county teaching, I'm excited to be at a new school. I'm excited to meet new people. I hope they like me. I'm really going to miss Maggie Del Campo and Chris Mill Irons and Kathy Biles. I can't imagine going to school and not having them around to like help me whenever
I need
something.
They're only right across the street. So
it's true. They're 5 minutes away. Just like a fun fact, guys, I took a job at a school that's 5 minutes down the road from my old school. That's how big of a change I'm here for.
And that's the level of change that you're comfortable with. So I'm proud of you.
I was comfortable with more though, and that's why I brought you on the podcast, because you made me feel excited and comfortable with like trying to get a community college job.
Getting
like,
out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and so I think all of that like
never
made me
know
feel
unless
like,
you try.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like it all made me feel like I'm not trapped. Even if I take this job and I'm a pre-K teacher for 5 years and I don't want to be a pre-K teacher anymore, that's not gonna stop me. I can leave.
You don't have to do what you wanted to do at 5 years old for the rest of your life. You're allowed to change
your mind. 5 year old Brittany also did a lot of other weird things, like chew on her hair. I don't want to do that. So
although sometimes I still do. I don't know why.
Didn't mean to bring that
maybe
up.
Maybe like the 5 year old me was like, yeah, you know what? No, when I was 5, I had really short hair. I couldn't chew on it.
Anyway,
all right, we digress.
Confessions. All right. So these are would you rather questions. Which is really funny because like usually you go like go back and forth, but I didn't send you any. So like you're just going to get grilled. You ready?
Okay.
Would you rather fight Oh, also, by the way, these are humorous, but they're also catered to like college professors. So like we are stepping into adult teaching here, apparently.
Okay.
At least that's what I asked AI to do. But anyway, would you rather fight one horse-sized textbook or your syllabus or 100 duck-sized textbooks?
I'm sorry, what? A horse fly textbook.
A horse-sized textbook that's on your syllabus or 100 duck-sized textbooks.
We're fighting them to like our death? Like,
I guess so. I don't think they're going to give up their books. I don't know if they'll die, but you could burn them maybe.
Duck size on
the, a big I mean, one or
I'm
going to
go with the ducks, even though there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like horses are lean and
and that book is big. Okay, next one.
Yeah.
Would you rather have your lectures constantly interrupted by a student asking if this will be on the exam or by a student who thinks they're in a different class?
In a different class.
Yeah. Because then you can just tell them to leave.
I can play along with it or tell them to leave.
Did you watch How I Met Your Mother?
Yes. I finally finished
Ted is in the wrong. Remember when Ted is in the wrong class?
Yes.
Mr. Mosby.
Yes. Now I want to watch it all over again.
We watch it a lot. There's an episode on How I Met Your Mother where Ted is thinking he's teaching his first architecture class and he's trying to be like the rough and tough, like, bad guy, like, I'm not taking any questions till the end of class. And then he goes to, like, I don't know, 15 minutes.
As they're, like, trying to.
Yeah. And he's like, no questions. And they're like, you're in the wrong class, dude. And he's like, oh, my God. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, Ted. Ted Mosby. I
love it. We love Ted. Next one is, would you rather teach a class where every student believes they're the next Einstein but can't solve any problems, or a class where everyone is secretly a genius but pretends to know nothing?
They think they're Einstein or they the secretly one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
The secret one.
Oh, okay.
Because then they're not going to be boisterous about their.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
People that think they know a lot when they actually don't.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a question, but that's based on my experience.
It would just be super quiet, I guess. That would be the downfall, but that's fine. Who cares?
Yeah.
Would you rather be forced to use a chalkboard and chalk for the rest of your career or have to write all your lecture notes with a quill and ink?
Ooh, I think I'll go with the chalkboard.
Okay.
Yeah.
That noise? You'd be okay with that noise?
You have to get the soft chalk. I don't think they make chalk anymore, but there used to be really good soft chalk at school. When I first started teaching at Cedarmere, I had a chalkboard and I used chalk.
Soft chalk.
It's soft chalk.
This reminds me of
less dust.
Oh.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the classroom I taught in when I interned at Red House Run. I taught first grade and the chalkboards did not work. You could not write on this one classroom's chalkboards. I don't know what happened to them. But it's making me.
They were like so silky smooth or something that you couldn't.
It like would not stay. It was like, I was like,
it was
terrible. It makes my teeth hurt. I want to yank all of my teeth out now that I share that story with you guys.
I didn't. Yeah, it's all about the chalk. I'd be fine with that.
All right. Okay. No quills.
No quills.
Okay.
I've never written with a quill pen, but that sounds.
Sounds scratchy.
I like, never handwrite anything anymore.
Have you tried lately? Because it hurts. It's painful.
I did earlier for work. I'm like, what am I even doing? But I had to write something down and I work from home today. Yeah. And I don't have the same things because when I work from home, I like go all over the house and I'm like, all right, I need a piece of paper. And I found a random like piece of mail and I wrote things down. But that's all about the pen too.
Yes, it is about the quill.
Yeah.
I am.
Not the quill.
During my job interview with Carroll County, I was literally writing down notes as she was telling me and I could not write, and I could tell she was like looking at my hand, and I was like, it was making it worse. I was like, I can't write.
I was like, I'm sorry, I don't think we can hire you because you don't know how to use a pen.
I'm sorry, let me use a voice memo. I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
Wants me to substitute teach. It was bad. It was so bad. And then I got even more anxious than it. And then I couldn't find my pen. I had to borrow her pen. And then my hands were all sweaty all over her pen.
She's like, you can keep that.
I had to give her back her sopping wet pen that I didn't even use.
That's funny.
Next one is, would you rather attend a faculty meeting that's actually a surprise karaoke party, okay, or a student's thesis defense that turns into a talent show?
Ooh.
This is fun.
Oh, that's a hard one. Karaoke
or a talent teachers show.
Or a talent show of students? Students.
Students, yeah.
I'll say karaoke, only because depending on where it's going to be held, there's going to be alcohol there. Or we can pretend like we're going to go to the bathroom and then we just meet up in the parking lot or something.
That's, you know, true.
You can make a long party out of it. So yeah, karaoke.
I love it.
Even though I don't sing karaoke, I'll just watch and dance in the back.
You probably would. You would sing.
Maybe a backup singer.
All right. Good challenge for me.
Hey.
All right. Would you rather deal with a photocopier that's possessed and randomly shoots out papers, or a computer that loves to shut down randomly during your most important lectures? That seems easy.
The paper copier.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, we dealt with that before.
Yeah.
You just and walk also, away. And also,
I've also had a computer that shuts down all the time. And that's way worse.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's funny. Would you rather have students who email you every hour on the hour, or a student who thinks office hours means the best time to find you for a chat?
Office hours. That's
fine. I wouldn't mind if they chatted with me, right?
That's fine. I mean, it's all about building relationships, you know?
Yeah, exactly. All right. News time. Teachers in the news. Have you guys seen the teacher who resigned after her OnlyFans page was discovered? Have you seen this girl?
I feel like I...
St. Louis, Missouri. She was a high school teacher who resigned after her OnlyFans page was reported to district officials. And then she went and got a new job. And she was at the new job for 4 days, I think it says. And they fired her. Okay.
For the same thing?
Well.
Or just...
Just like being dumb, I think. So Brianna Coppage had been a teacher for 5 years, spending two at St. Clair High School. She was put on leave in October after it was discovered that she was using OnlyFans to supplement her teaching salary. Her OnlyFans became public. She had made $1 million on the platform. Are we serious?
Wait, so you can't have an OnlyFans account as a teacher or in her state?
I guess not, you know? So anyway, are you ready
for $1 million? Dang.
$1 million. And after leaving the district, she told the news station that's interviewing her that not getting up and going to a 9-to-5 job has been tough on her mental health. We've all been there. We get that. So she got a new job with Compass Health as a community support specialist. She told the news station that she gave the company her previous employment history and the correct information so that they could like call and do a, you know, reference check when she applied. And she was fired only days after being in the office, 5 days. And they put her on leave and fired her within the month. They admitted that they didn't call any of her references or Google her before they hired her. They claimed that she violated their social media policy, but will not respond to her how she violated it. And so that's like the snippet that's out right now. And I am looking forward to this like snowballing into... She's beautiful, by the way. Like,
so there's social media clauses. Is that what you said they had?
Yeah. So I don't know what that means. Okay. First off, I don't know.
Well, homework for everybody. Check your.
We have to find out if we're allowed to have OnlyFans in Maryland. Can teachers have an OnlyFans account? I wish I could show you. Maybe I can. Let me see if I can figure this out. Share screen.
Come on. You can do it. I have faith in you.
Okay.
It hasn't been that long.
Right now? Do you guys see anything right now? Here she is.
I don't see anything. Oh, there we go. Yep.
She's so pretty. She made $1 million.
I feel like I saw a similar story, but it wasn't that girl. So maybe there's more than one.
Oh, there is another girl. There is another girl. Now, how do I stop sharing this? Oh, God. Watch. What if we never stop sharing? Oh, stop. That was easy.
See?
Whew, see, guys, you can remember things.
You did it. Add it to your resume.
I am a master at speaking out loud about sharing screens.
Expert level.
Expert. I mean, that's all I did. I was like, okay, guys, I'm going to share my screen with you now. All right. And then our next one. This one's a little heavy, but
I'm muting everybody, all the kids.
Yeah, exactly. Mute all. Okay, so this one is, A Utah bill has been passed encouraging teachers to get firearms training and carry on campus, like carry their guns on campus. Okay. I can't believe this. In Utah. And this is this is actually a video. So let me see if I can do that again.
It might lag, but bear with us.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens. Should I make it big? What happens then? Whoa, look at that. Professional. All right. I don't know. Can you hear it?
There's two things a young man would be. And a gangster is out of style. I got back to my roots. We come from a long line of cowboys. My grandfather, my auntie rode horses.
I can hear it.
When I see, not here on this ranch. I see how far our legacy can go.
Oh, ancestry.com.
Video.
I am glad I was. This is about Trump. Oh wait, it's Kate Middleton. I found her.
What? There she is.
Where's the guns? Maybe it's in that. Oh, there she is again. Oh my god, guys.
Wait, did you hear the theory? The theory? I don't know what it's called. That she got a BBL and she's recovering.
A BBL? A Brazilian butt lift?
Yeah.
All right. This is important. This is more important than the story I was going to talk about. They think that Kate Middleton got a BBL. Who thinks that?
I probably have told you about her before. So she used to live in Hampstead and she was the glam house farmhouse girl. Glam farmhouse girl.
Okay.
But she changed her name because she doesn't flip farmhouses anymore. They moved to Florida. But I'm pretty sure she was the one, or she shared the story of people thinking that she got a BBL.
Oh, not my the glam gosh.
Girl that Kate Middleton got one.
Why would she even want that? Why would she even need that? Rob heard that Prince William cheated.
I feel like that's more likely. I feel like they frown upon bubble butts.
Don't know. She can't even wear like anything that would show it off.
Yeah.
Like at all.
So.
Well, dang. Anyway, my news story was about carrying weapons, but also we found Kate Middleton here on the Tipsy Teacher podcast.
Heard it here first. We found
you
it.
Heard it here first. Kate Middleton is getting a BBL or got one.
So we've heard.
It's gonna look great in her tweed pencil skirts.
Yeah.
She will get a hat for her a fascinator for her BBL.
Two, one for each cheek.
Oh my god. It's too good. Okay, well, anyway, guys, go get your firearms training if you live in Utah. I think that's what they were trying to tell me, but it turned into a bunch of other news stories. Anyway, thanks thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you are not yet, make sure you're following us on Instagram at The Tipsy Teach and on Facebook at The Tipsy Teacher. And then Teacher Wines. Teacher Wines on Facebook and Instagram, so you can keep up with all of our wine. We are about to head into a crazy busy festival season, and I have like 10 links to post on there for people to volunteer in all over Maryland. So if you are available
I'm
those
going
weekends,
to do it one time. Yeah. You. I want you there.
Yeah. So, I want you. I want you to come to mine. Okay. I actually do need help for the wine stroll. That's in May sometime, but I'll text you. But yeah. Anyway, sign up, come hang out. It is really fun. And most of the time, if we get like a couple volunteers, you don't have to like work the whole time. You can just be a part of the wine festival then for free. So, you know, meet up with friends, plan out your day. It's great. It's a good time. But friends, the best thing that you can do here is make sure you tell a fellow teacher or friend or anyone to listen to the podcast. Come hang out with us. We are just trying to get our name out there. Leaving a review is great. Sharing us on social media, also great. And if you are still tuning in, you get a discount code for the Kind Vine Teacher Wine. We have 5 blends now. So going online to teacherwines.com, picking out what you want, And then going to checkout and using Tipsy Pod at checkout, you will get a little discount on your next order. And I guess before we leave, Lisa, do you have anything else that you think is important for teachers to know out there?
To know your value and your worth, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Boom.
And that, friends.
Preach!
All right. See ya. That's enough of that.